Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis.
And we're best friends.
That haven't seen each other for like 3 weeks.
I know.
Which feels like a year, honestly. Yeah.
I feel like our last episode, we hadn't seen each other for a month. And we said that in friendship years, that's centuries. So, yeah, it just, every time we don't see each other for a long period of time, it's very painful
for
both of us.
It is.
Because we just love each other so much.
It's true.
We're the ideal friendship. By the way, we're friendship goals. I don't know if you've seen that online, but we're it, okay?
All of you guys are invited to our friendship marriage. Friendship wedding.
Oh my god, really? Is it happening? So many people have speculated, but wow, you're hearing it here,
I mean,
folks.
You and I are like an OTP of everybody listening right now, right?
I know.
Exactly.
We are the best. I will say that one episode that we uploaded, I was surprised that within an hour we had 5 listeners listen through, I think all the way through.
Wow.
All
really?
Of our segments. Yeah. Damn. So it's like 3 people we know and 2 other strangers, so we're growing in our audience and in our fans, so.
Hey, shout out to all you guys.
Yeah. But today we're going to talk about something that's very topical, that's very current, the holidays.
The holiday season. Yeah. I have not seen you since before Thanksgiving, so I'd be very interested to know how your Thanksgiving went.
Yeah. I think, when did we last? Was it the week before?
Our last episode, which must have been 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, so it must have been the week right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we're going to get into all the drama.
The
hopefully
heartache, the tragedy.
The tears, the fighting. You know, that's my Italian family over here. The fighting, the yelling.
Yeah, that's all Alana.
Yeah.
Over on my side, it's just thankfulness and holiday.
Yeah. And photos, right?
So many photos. Oh my god, so many photos.
Well, I love that tree that your parents put up.
Oh,
it's really pretty.
Oh my god. Yeah,
we'll
that's
too.
A whole story.
Yeah.
That's a story and a half.
Alright, so stay tuned, guys. So, Francis, tell me about your Thanksgiving.
It was good. We had Chris's mom over, Linda, and
yes.
She stayed with us for the week. We went down to see my parents in Fredericksburg. Uh-oh. Should I have said that? Fredericksburg? Fredericksburg, Texas, y'all.
They know we live. I think we've even told them that you live in D.C. and I live in Virginia. It's like, I think I may have even said that I live in Arlington, which is not a big place to live. So, I think we good.
Okay.
It's Arlington, Texas I live in, obviously. No.
We all live in Texas.
Yeah,
yeah,
all of us together.
Obviously.
We live
Jesus.
In the same house. We're neighbors. Roommates.
Well, so Thanksgiving at my parents is interesting in a couple of facets. So one way is that my parents don't believe in like turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, I'd like to think it's because that they are immigrants from the Philippines. We came over, we tried the turkey thing once, we didn't like it. you know, like I'll have a turkey on like my sandwich, but like having a whole turkey for Thanksgiving just didn't really work for us. My dad didn't cook it right, I think, the first time. And so it just kind of turned him off from the whole experience of turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since meeting Chris is, for some reason, really into turkey. And, you know, like, into the whole...
For some reason.
Yeah, like, why?
It's very traditional.
Well,
I mean,
it's not,
what you do
well,
when you grow
up. Well, it's not even
here.
Just, like, turkey. It's, like, the stuffing and it's everything
Yes, very
associated.
Traditional.
It's everything associated with turkey.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving. And my dad, instead of doing that, we had steak, we had lobster, we had surf and turf, essentially.
I mean, that sounds pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
And a whole bunch of other kind of, you know, like a fancy dinner for what it is. Not a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, but a fancy dinner for us.
Yeah.
And that was all well and good. When I met Chris, though, he was like, no, have to make something. I'm not going to make steak and lobster for you.
Yeah.
So we've taken to doing beef roast. We do beef roast.
Wait, so you still don't do the turkey?
Well, my mom was open to the idea this year, but...
And Chris is a great cook, and they love his cooking, so
yeah.
They really wouldn't try... Wait, so
well,
she was open
my
to
mom
it, but
was,
what didn't take
my mom
her to
was
the edge?
Open to it, but, you know, when somebody's open to it, but also just like, I'm probably not going to enjoy it kind of thing.
But she's never even had it,
well,
really,
also, like,
that one time that she didn't
when
like
the first time we had my parents over for Thanksgiving, Chris made a pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And my mom tried it and, like, whispered to my dad, is that a pumpkin pie? I don't like that.
I love your mom.
Yeah, she is also sort of, like, she'll try it out of politeness, but she probably is not.
Would rather not, yeah.
Yeah. So rather than, you know, cook something that people are just going to politely say they like, Chris just, you know, made a beef roast and it was really delicious.
What a nice guy.
I know. He's special.
He is special because I don't know that I couldn't do turkey on Thanksgiving. No. You savage. Yeah. You're terrible. Chris.
So, like, do you have turkey any other day? Like.
Oh, if I have a turkey sandwich, sure.
Yeah. But cooking a turkey. Cooking the turkey.
So we do turkey on Thanksgiving and Easter.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not specific to Thanksgiving.
I don't think it's... Oh, well, it is specific to Thanksgiving. I mean, it's definitely traditional.
It's not just specific.
Yeah. And I guess sometimes... I don't think we do it at Christmas. I think it's really like Easter and Thanksgiving.
Why Easter?
Because Easter is a celebratory, I mean, it's clearly not specific to any religious matters. Like, oh, turkey, Jesus has risen, let's eat turkey. It's just like, I don't know, you know, it's a holiday that we celebrate, and I guess it's just a long enough time since Thanksgiving that it seems like the appropriate time to have a turkey.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's specific to, you know, being Catholic.
I think my parents, we have never had, like, holidays that are had specific foods. You know, like, some cultures will have, oh, you know, this holiday is the specific food. But you know, my family being sort of isolated from the rest of the other Filipino families.
Yeah.
We've always just sort of done our own thing. And so, you know, like, my dad, there was a time when all of the kids were over, he would just, like, cook steaks. Out of the blue, cook some steaks and just do that, or like cook some lobster, like just have fancy dinners every day.
What do you guys eat for Christmas? Do you have a specific, or no, it's one of those things where it's not Thanksgiving is the only specific meal you'll have, which is steak and lobster.
Oh no, so this year my mom said she's gonna buy some king crab legs, so
we're gonna that.
Yeah, love that. So
honestly, if I like seafood, I'd be down for like a surf and turf kind of Thanksgiving. It sounds cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's great. It's really filling.
Yeah. No, it sounds bomb.
Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was honestly really boring.
Really?
I mean, yeah, which is not... Usually there's like a huge blowout fight, or my dad... my dad will do this thing where he'll pick a holiday to do some big errand, and to kind of expand upon that. So, for example, my dad will decide to clean out the attic, like the day before Thanksgiving / on Thanksgiving Day. So instead of like enjoying time with family, because, you know, everyone's off work and everyone's together and we're cooking, he's like going up and down covered in fucking dirt and dust, like unloading the attic. And it's like, why? Why always? And it's my dad, my classic dad move is that he'll just always, or my classic dad, yeah, my dad, the move that my dad will always pull is like right before any holiday. So this is not just Thanksgiving, it's also like Christmas or Easter or anything, that he'll just decide to do some big thing, like organizing the garage
where he's unavailable for,
like not around.
You know, my dad is the same way though.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So when we had Linda over, so context though, my dad is sort of an introvert, like an extreme introvert.
I can see that. Yeah.
Not hermit level, but pretty close to being hermit level.
Yeah.
And my mom is an opposite. Like, she's an extrovert. She does hair for a living, and, you know, one of the best perks of her job is just like talking to her clients and just, you know, being around people.
Yeah.
And so they have somehow met through this crazy thing we call life, and, you know, have gotten together. My mom, whenever she has people over, my dad will always find something to do. Like, he will always have something going on. Pending actually nothing actually going on, he'll just sit and watch TV while, you know, my mom entertains the guests. That sort of thing. When Linda was over, like, he'd be polite and he'd come out every 30 minutes or whatever. He'd check, come out and just kind of interact for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And then kind of leave. But that was just him being his normal self, like his introverted. Like, it's not that he didn't want to spend time, it's that he physically could not because he, you know, like, needed some time away.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that sort of the sense you get from your dad, or is it just like...
I don't know. Peter maybe it's that.
Peter does strike me as an introvert, though.
Yes. I mean, I would say that his natural, like, state of being is being more on the reserve side. I mean, you wouldn't tell him from, like, being at a party or, like, doing sales. My dad, you know, owns his own company, so he does sales and talks to people. He's very personable. But I don't know. The way that my mom has always impacted, because I can totally see it from, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, like, that could be the reason. But my mom's understanding is that, like, my dad didn't have a super great childhood, so holidays, when you have a really not great childhood, only mean extra sadness on that day. And so my mom's theory is that, like, doing busy work keeps him from, or distracts him from remembering that. But it could just be that he's introvert. I don't really know. I just know.
Is he able to spend a long, so other than holidays, is he able to spend a long time with the rest of the clan?
Yes. It's literally only holidays that he decides, we're doing this big project, or I'm doing this big project that will make me completely unavailable. and then it's really weird. And then we'll have, you know, the supper together, and then he'll go to his girlfriend's house to, like, celebrate the rest of the day. I'm like, okay, what?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. But this time he was really good about it and didn't, I don't think he did it at all. Or maybe if he did, he just organized, like, his room, but it wasn't, like, a big, like, the garage or the attic. So yeah. That was nice.
Well, maybe it's, like, my parents, he's, like, oh, realizing this is the last time we're all together.
Right, yeah. And then we're all just going to disappear and die or move away, even though that won't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's just trying to enjoy family time.
Yeah. Little cute guy. So, like I said, my mom is Italian and dramatic and a lot. Well, as you've known from the episodes where we've talked about her, she's a force of personality. And so usually any sort of holiday is, and especially with my brothers too, there's always some big fight or my parents will argue because my dad's off doing chores or errands. But outside of the ridiculousness or the drama, there are some Christmas traditions that really make me laugh. And it's not necessarily that we go and, like, this is how we're going to celebrate Christmas this year, but it's just what always happens. So my dad, has two sisters who live in the U.S., but he's not super close to them. They both live on the East Coast, but they live in different states. And, he's just not, like, he loves them. There's no rift in the family, like, I hate you or we don't speak because of this. But they just, like, don't have a really close relationship. They don't talk very often. But, of course, every Christmas we get sent gifts from my aunts, and it's addressed to, like, the Hackis family, and it's really cute and whatever. And so, somehow, every Christmas, we end up talking shit about my aunts.
Oh my gosh.
Because, okay, here's the thing. My aunt, I'm going to change her name, Janine. My aunt Janine will do this thing, like, she's a penny pincher. Right? And she'll give us, like, a gift that we're 100% sure that we sent her, like, years before. I'm not even joking.
Jesus.
She'll send it back to us, or she'll send us, like, expired candy, or, like, something that's clearly been regifted. It's, like, her thing, and it makes us laugh our ass off. It's just so funny. And it's extra funny because we're all laughing, and my dad's laughing, but then he's like, oh, don't make fun of my family, like, those are his sisters, and I get it, I completely, you know, it's not the nicest thing in the world, but it's also, like, this bitch is sending us back, like, clearly re-gives, clearly yeah. Something we sent her, so that always ends up happening on Christmas morning, and then my other aunt will always send us just, like, it's meant to be nice, but it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, one year she sent us, like, a jigsaw puzzle, like, a personalized one. Like, it took a photo of our family, and then you could imprint it on a puzzle, and then you could put it together.
Yeah.
Which is, like, cute, but it's kind of like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like a kitschy gift.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. She clearly got it off my Facebook.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I'm not even joking. So it wasn't like, oh, like, I took this photo, because we see each other all the time. It's like, I took this off your Facebook. But then the other year, she got us, like, this special paper. You know how you can go and buy stuff? Like, oh, this paper's made from special African whatever something. Like, it's, you take something else and you can make paper with it.
Yeah.
But this one here, it was, like, we took, like, elephant you know, dung and made it into paper. And my mom's like, your sister literally gave us elephant shit.
What? No, that.
I'm not even joking. Oh, we laughed our asses off. And my dad, it's so funny just trying seeing him restrain himself from laughing. Because it is funny to, like, kind of talk shit about his sisters who really just don't, like, Noah's. Yeah. We don't see them. Like, he loves them, but they don't have that relationship.
It's sweet that they're giving you presents, at least.
Yeah. It's just, like, also awkward.
Even if
and
it's
hilarious.
Like elephant shit paper. Like.
Exactly. And so that's probably my favorite Christmas tradition, which is just, like, laughing at my aunts. Like, I love them, but also, come on, girl.
Do you feel like when you, like, start having a family of your own and, you know, start kind of, you know, you and your brother start, living your own lives.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to either be one of those aunts or be, like, a receiver? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you going to be the aunt that gives elephant shit paper? Or are you going to be...
Or am I going to re-gift
them? Are you
going to
be Peter's family where you're just, like, laughing at your shitty brothers?
Yeah, I know. So my brothers, I doubt they'll ever send me anything. I will definitely be sending them gifts. But I've been told I'm a pretty good gift giver, so I don't think I would ever give them shitty gifts, or at least not have... Like, the thing is, the fact that she would take the gifts and then save them for years, like 3 to 4 years, and then send it back to
that
us.
That is dedication. Yeah.
And her re-gifting capability, because we'll get gifts that's like, this was a couple years old. Like, it would follow a trend from years ago. And not so sometimes she'll send us... our gifts, and sometimes she'll take gifts from other people and send it to us. I'm not even joking.
How do you know that, though?
Well, because, like I said, it'll be themed, like, oh, the big Star Wars movie. It's like, that was a couple years ago.
Oh, I see, okay.
Or, like I said, candy dated to expire, like, the year prior. Like, you know, just like, someone gave, because candy or, you know, certain types of food will not have an expiration for a couple of years.
I can only imagine her keeping all these gifts up in an attic somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, yeah. Yeah. This seems like a great gift right now.
And I just don't think I would have the capacity or the dedication to keeping a bunch of junk that I wasn't interested in just to send it out as a re-gift, you know? Like, maybe if it was someone's birthday the following month, sure, I'd keep that. But I don't really have a lot of space. Like, I'm not someone who likes to hoard shit that isn't, like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, you know?
Yeah.
So, that wouldn't be me, girlfriend.
Yeah. We'll see once you have kids. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take their shitty gifts that... Oh, my God. My aunt sent my gifts... my kids' shitty gifts, I saved them to send to my brothers. And I'm like, here.
Yeah, I'll just read gifts.
From re-gift shitty gifts. Like the soap that I don't know where we put it.
I know.
And someday we should tell the story of the soap, but today isn't that day, I don't think. I don't think holidays really fit the soap theme.
No. Well, gift-giving theme.
Gift-giving theme.
But speaking of gift-giving, have you bought your gifts yet for the other people in your life?
No. Please help me. I know, this is the first year where I'm really behind.
Well, so, you know, like, my gift-giving used to extend to all of my friends, all of my sort of extended friends that I see on a regular basis to my family.
Yeah.
This year, like, not this year, I should say maybe within the past couple of years, it's really shortened. Yeah. My list is shortened to just my family and very close friends.
And not because you become limited in friendships. I know this because you're everyone's favorite person in the entire planet, but it's because it's just like a lot to keep
it's
up with, isn't
so
it?
Much. It's so much and so much money.
It is. Especially if you're a thoughtful gift giver, which I feel like you really are.
Oh, thank
Every
you.
Gift you've given me is really thoughtful. And
you're going to love my gift to you.
Really?
Yeah.
I was in actual turmoil last night talking to Harley because I still don't have a gift for you. I'm hoping I can... Usually I have a gift for you like 2 months in advance.
You have a deadline. We're exchanging gifts next week.
I know. I usually plan this shit out like two months in advance.
You're gonna love this gift.
Oh my God. Damn it. I really can't really. I mean, I know the perfect gift is out there. I just have to think about it. I just haven't had the time in my headspace to think about it. But I know there's a good
one. Do you have a gift-giving process?
Oh, what do you mean? Expand on that.
Well, so, one of my sisters, my other, so, Donica, my other sister and I, Alex, were kind of talking about, well, what should we get her? And sometimes
Poor
within...
Poor Donica.
Right. So, within my family, we tend to pair up to give gifts just because, sometimes it's easier just to get a gift, you know, like...
And
so,
cheaper, right? You're going
in,
halvesies.
You can go
in
and split halvesies and still get, like, a nicer gift that the person would appreciate versus, you know, like, getting a cheaper gift that... they might not appreciate so much. So we tend to kind of, like, pile in for other people's gifts. And so we were talking about what to get Donica. And we have to first think about all the things that we've gotten Donica in the past. So Donica is a huge...
My gosh.
She likes notebooks. She likes to write. She likes bicycles. Aww. She likes traveling. And we were kind of just kind of going through her interests and like, well, what did we get her last year? We got her notebooks. We got her books on traveling. We got her gloves. We got her hats. We
Wait,
got her
I'm confused. How do you remember what you got her? Because that's amazing.
I don't usually remember. Like
do you keep the receipts in, like, in a year's time you go back? Like, okay, this is the receipt.
Alex is a much better rememberer than I am. Like, okay. I don't have the capacity in my mind to remember the minutiae gifts. But
yeah.
I will sort of have a sense that maybe I should get you a different gift than what I'm initially impulse trying to buy you.
Yeah.
Because I remember buying Donica different notebooks over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would kind of cross out the list of all the things that we know she probably would like, but are also impulse buys,
yeah,
and try to think of something more thoughtful.
Yeah.
But are still really related to their interests. So
right.
For Donica, you know, she's a huge, prolific writer. She loves the pen and paper feel.
Yeah.
And she's sort of a hipster, so it's not like... it's not like buying a good ballpoint pen would be useful for her. She'd appreciate it, but it'd be not... a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
This year, she's probably not going to hear this, so I'll say it.
Yeah, tell me. Oh my god.
We got her a fountain pen.
That's so cool.
A beginner's fountain pen, because we know nothing about fountain pens, only that I guess it takes some practice. So
mm-hmm.
We got her a beginner's fountain pen, and we're going to design our stationery for her. We're going to make it and print it out.
Why are you guys so thoughtful? I love that. God, my brothers are so shitty. They won't even go halvesies with me on my parents' gifts. I have to buy my parents' gifts or else they don't get gifts on Christmas. And they're our parents.
Oh my God.
I'm not even joking. And then it just got to be where I would buy gifts and I'm like, oh, hey guys, let's all go. Like, a fourth of this will be really inexpensive. And my brother was like, we didn't say, you know, we didn't agree with this. I'm like, well, if I had waited for you guys to agree on a gift, we wouldn't buy our parents' gifts. And they're our parents.
Yeah.
And so now I just don't even ask, like, at least my two younger brothers, I always ask Patrick, because Patrick, I had this huge blowout fight, honestly, about this, like, I think a year or two ago.
Patrick?
With my brothers. Like, how fucking dare you? Yeah. Like, these are our parents. Why are you, because they were all getting pissed off at me, like, oh, well, you're running this show. We didn't ask you to buy this, blah, blah, blah. How can you ask us? And I was, you know, it must have been a couple of years ago, because it was before I was working full time, and I was really, like, limited on money, and then, you know, we both have a lot of friends that have birthdays around Christmas time, and there was just, like, a lot, and I'm here, still going out of my way to get my parents nice things, and they were giving me shit, so I had this huge blow, like, fuck you, I'm never, you know, including you, like, I'm gonna get mom and dad gifts, but I'm never gonna include you, and my brother Patrick goes, no, please include me, I'm happy to give you money, like, please, so... Only Patrick is the person. It's like, oh, from Alana and Patrick and Sean and Carrie. Just nope. It's like, mom and dad pay for everything for you guys and you just exist. I think Carrie got my dad a shirt once.
A good shirt or just like a...
It was from Target, so you tell me. Like, maybe it was a nicer Target shirt. I don't know. But yeah, my brothers are really shitty. I remember last year I went to town for Christmas. Anyway, this is not a show about how shitty my brothers are, even though it fucking is. So anyway, fuck them.
So are you going to get your brothers presents? Do you get them presents?
No.
At all?
No.
When was the last year you gave them presents?
We're talking Christmas, right? We're
not even talking
birthdays? Because I especially don't get them presents on birthdays.
Oh my gosh.
I did get Patrick a birthday gift, I think, once. Like, once. Because he is my favorite.
Yeah.
But
after that, it's just...
But Christmas gifts?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gotten my brothers... So we used to do Secret Santa when I had stepbrothers. So we were a family of, six. Well, plus my parents, or my stepmom and my dad, that was eight. And then there were the neighbor kids that I grew up with. So that was eight, just total kids. We used to do Secret Santa.
Yeah.
But outside of, like, Secret Santa, which is just getting one person, so your brother or your stepbrother or the neighbor kid, no, I've never gotten my brother's gifts.
Huh.
Does that make me a terrible sister?
No, I mean...
They don't get me anything.
That's just your own family tradition, right? So, yeah.
Right, of not celebrating or liking each other. I completely agree.
Yeah, every year, we always give each other the gifts within the family. Every year. And even if we're
every
all,
single
like,
family member?
Yeah. Two? Well, if we're paired up. Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, for instance, so it goes a certain way.
Uh-huh.
The kids will always buy something for mom and dad. Mom and dad usually contribute to each child in some fashion. So I'll get a present from mom and dad. My sisters will each get a present from mom and dad. And then between me, Alex, and Donica, we will somehow pair up to give each other presents. That way we'll think of presents and team up. Much in the same way Alex and I are pairing up with Donica. Donica and I will pair up with Alex. Alex and Donica will pair up with me. Alex and Donica will pair up to get me a gift.
So that each person receives a gift from their siblings/siblings.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody is accounted for in this sort of web of family gift giving. Where it's kind of come into sort of conflict or sort of falling apart, I guess. Not falling apart, but...
Yeah, let's talk about that, yeah?
As the introduction of our husbands now, Chris and Max...
Yeah, how does it, I was about to lead into how is it working with now, like, extended family. And,
yeah, well, so last year I got Max something for Christmas. That was our first Christmas together, so I was like, well, why not? And he didn't get me anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, if he's not going to participate in this gift-giving tradition, I'm not going to do anything either.
Right.
But after talking to Donica, who fully intends to give Chris something for Christmas... said it might be awkward if she would just give Chris a present but not Max, and so it's gonna get Max a present too. And so if Max is getting a present from Donica, I don't want to not get a present for Max.
Wait, why? Because Chris, not Chris, Max is accounted for if your sister gets him a gift. So you can just be like, there you go, he got a gift. And it wasn't like Chris was favored over
I know,
Max.
And so like, actually,
so why does that mean you
but
have
so after that now contribute to Max's gift in some fashion. Because I wasn't,
just tell your
I
sister you'll give her like $5 or whatever, the, you know. But just tell her you'll go halvesies.
I know, but that's the part is, like, that's the thing though. So when we, it's not just we don't go halvesies, we also contribute in the thought process. Right? Do you like, you get that
no,
part of
I
our,
get it. I just don't
agree
with
process.
It. Coming from a, you know, I hate my brother standpoint. Yeah, I can't even imagine in-laws. Yeah.
But so now I'm sort of bracing myself for the moment where he's probably not going to give us the gift.
He's not. Oh, yes. He's 100% not. Unless you think your sister, Alex, is going to get you guys a gift and say it's from both of them. Unless you feel like that's not Alex's style.
She didn't do that last year, so...
Oh, then probably it's not her style.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Well,
and
especially
yeah.
because Alex and Donica, if they give gifts, you know, to me, it'll be joint.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's no reason.
That she would pair up with Matt.
Yeah.
Well, but Matt's her husband, so she's already effectively paired up with him.
Yeah.
Would it be that crazy of an idea that they tag team on this gift-giving process?
I know. I don't know, though. So
yeah.
We'll see.
It's not how their relationship
you know,
works.
It's not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I'm trying to think, in the 10 years that I've been dating Harley... I don't think his sister has ever given me a gift.
Ever.
Ever. Now, granted, yeah. she didn't spend a lot of Christmases at home, because she had this, like, girlfriend that she was very involved with, and she would spend, like, Christmases with her family, and I guess, yeah, she spends Christmases with, like, John's family now. I don't know. She's always been sort of invested. Not that she doesn't care about Harley or, like, her family, but just she's always not, you know, we don't see each other, so it's kind of like... Why get a gift for someone you're not gonna see, I guess? Even
yeah.
if you, like, it's not that I'll never see her again, but we just don't see each other on Christmas. And I don't get his grandparents anything. Like, I know people who get their boyfriends or girlfriends or their significant other, like, their entire family gifts. Like, Camille will get, like, her boyfriend's, like, grandmother, both his parents, like, his siblings, just everyone gifts.
Man.
And I'm just like... That's expensive.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, and, like, that's not even your family. Because she's from, you know, she's one of three kids, and she has two parents. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then, she gets me a Christmas present, like, all her friends, you know, close friends. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't. And I'm glad that no one has set the present. I think his grandparents have gotten me, like, gifts. But just, like, small things, so nothing that I feel like, oh, I feel really bad I didn't get you anything. You know, just very chill.
I still sort of, when making new friends... I am uncertain if they will get me presents first. You know what I'm saying? If I see...
Yes.
If I see a new friend first and it's Christmas time, if I see them in the month of December and they get me a gift and I'm not ready with a gift, I always feel so awkward.
Oh, really? I just take it.
It's the worst
feeling.
Is
that terrible? I just, like, go,
cool. Do you ever give anything back?
No. Not unless they're a close friend.
Well, so that's what I'm saying is, like, if it's a new friend of mine... And so you know me. It's like, if it's a new friend, it's usually a close friend. And so it's like, well... Should I get you
a like, write them a card if they get me something, but I don't, I don't know, because I just don't have, like, the money or the capacity to feel bad about that stuff, because I just,
Gift-giving is a very, thoughtful process. Like, you have to put a lot of thought into what you're getting at.
Particularly if you're, a thoughtful gift-giver, because not everyone's, like, a super thoughtful, you just, you know, oh, here's a gift, and it's just, like, not everyone holds gift-giving to the same, you know... weight or status, and so people like us, you know, we don't really want to give gifts unless we really mean it or unless it means something. But I remember actually really hilarious story, but maybe this should wait till the next segment.
What's up?
Oh man, so remember when we had a friend group for like a hot second?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Daryl and Carol. Yeah.
Yes. nice jinx. So we had the friend group for a year, almost exactly a year, and that year included Christmas. And remember how we had, like, a group gift giving?
Yes.
And I remember Caroline and I talked, we were like, and now we had been prepared. It wasn't like, oh, we all got each other gifts. Like, I think you had set the precedent, because we were very close friends, which I was always going to get you a gift. But then we were like, oh, we should all have, like, a gift giving ceremony. And so we're like, oh, shit, okay. And I think I came up with, like, a really shitty gift. I'm sorry for that year. But I just didn't want to show that you were preferred over them. And that was towards the end of our friend group, too. So that was awkward. But I think I got... Do you remember that friendship, like, pizza friendship keychains?
Yes,
and
yes.
And it had the initials.
Oh, my God. I lost that. But, yes, I love
but it. But it was cute, though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. It was, like, a pizza slice and then, like, the F. Like
yeah, and the four went motivated. Together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, and then I remember afterwards, and so each of us got the other person, we were group of four, gifts, and Caroline said, oh, I wasn't expecting to do, like, a group gift thing. Like, I think you had set the precedent, like, oh, we should all give each other gifts. And Caroline goes, man, I hope we don't, like, set the precedent that this happens every year. Little did she know the friend group would die within a month of that occurring. But I thought that was really funny. That she's like, oh, man, I wasn't. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of wasn't either. But, like, you know, we weren't, like, upset. Like, oh, how dare Francis put us in the corner. We were just like, oh.
Do you remember Daryl's present to you?
Yes. How can I forget? Oh, man. And Harley had such a hard time with that being in my room. He was like, this is so... Daryl got me this gift. He got me a pillow that he personalized. He put a picture of Francis on it. And it's honestly, like, a really good pillow. Okay. I really like it. Yeah. I still have it.
Oh, yeah. I was about to ask, where is it?
Yeah. It's in my storage unit because Harley was like, I can't stand staring at Francis's face. Like, you know, we'd be making out or getting hot and heavy. And it's like, I just feel like he's watching me. Like, this is a weird thing to, like, have. Yeah. In your bedroom?
Yeah.
Like, on your bed, because it's a pillow. And and I remember what Long's reaction... I actually do remember this about Long, surprisingly. So Daryl said... Daryl said, well... Because I said, how did you think of this? Like, this is so cute. This is so thoughtful. And he said, well, I went out... I made a list of things that you love. And I realized that Francis was at the top of that list. And that's how I picked the picture. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he picked a photo that I had taken of you, and, you know, and it was a really cool day. It was, like, in the summer, and it was at a fountain. Like, I remember that day perfectly, and that was really cute. So, yeah, now we're not friends anymore. Sorry.
But you still have this really cool pillow of me. So.
I do, which, yeah, Harley forced me to, unfortunately, put away in the storage unit.
Okay, so... One last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to really love giving people photos of themselves for Christmas or as any kind of gift, really. But I sort of stopped doing that when I realized it's kind of awkward getting a photo of yourself. At the time, I was, like, in my young 20s, and...
And he hadn't met me yet. And yeah. Like, I'm the most vain person you've ever met, so.
But, you know, imagine being a single 20-year-old and you just had a photo of yourself up in your room. In your apartment.
Yeah,
like, what is the thought that people would have when they came over?
True, yes.
I got a canvas of Allie for Christmas once, and it was this huge canvas, really big.
Oh,
and
my God.
And ended up giving it to her parents, and they hang it right over their bed. And
God.
And I think, like, when they do get it on, how awkward is that, that Allie is hanging right over their bed?
That's so weird. I can't
imagine that, yeah. And so now I've sort of stopped from the nice photos of people of themselves, just...
Yeah.
Maybe it's a cute group photo or something, but... Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because I mean, I feel like... I was about to say, I've never seen that photo of Allie. Does she even still have it? But then you confirmed, no, I gave it to her, or she gave it to her parents. Which makes sense, right? Like, if you get something like, oh, it's my kid, and, you know, I love her. But right above your bed?
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing.
Like, having pictures of your kids? Totally fine. Having them over your bed? That's a little weird.
The two places I would never want to put photos up would be my bedroom.
Yeah.
Or the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. They belong in the living room or the kitchen
where
or somewhere.
People are.
Or the desk. Or your desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious,
yeah.
Though. And ew. Yikes.
So, as we close out this segment, we were going to try out the Anchor sponsorship.
Yeah, we've been sponsored, y'all. Get on the train. We've been sponsored.
But then we realized that in order for Anchor to pay us, we'd have to have 1,000 views to get $10. And
that's a little bit... under what we currently get. I think we're at maybe 70 listens for one episode from a year ago now. So it's going to be a little bit hard. But we did consider it. We looked at the script. We looked at what was required. I mean, we did our investigation. It was like a whole thing. But then we laughed at ourselves because we realized it would probably not be worth our time.
Exactly. But, you know, if we do end up trying these ads, just remember that... you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Like Anchor, the great podcast platform that we currently use and everyone should use. And this is not sponsored, but it could be if you lower your expectations for sponsorship.
You know, I think you have a great radio voice.
Thank you. Yeah, I think you do too.
If we did this ad thing, you could definitely get into that. You would be the person.
What about you? I think you have a great radio voice.
Yeah, maybe we should try it.
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah.
Can you imagine if we actually got also radio recording equipment? Like, the next level?
I mean, I do have a microphone.
Right. That we choose to not use. It's, like, pretty astounding.
Yeah.
The journey we've been on together. Yeah.
But you can also follow that journey at hqaf.productions on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until next time, though, folks.
The best ship to sail on is friendship.